Yeah, I don't know. I just happened to stumble across mine on Etsy or something. And as a matter of fact, it was the first and only purchase I've ever made from that venue. And I was kind of like, how do you do this, you know? So, but the guy makes a whole bunch of scales for several different knives, but he had a lot of them for the rats. And yeah, I don't know. I'll have to check that out. I do like that new skeleton one that I got. Although honestly, I haven't been carrying it. You know, I still just find myself going to like I've got a rat too that I like a lot for carry. Like you said, you know, you lose it, you just kind of go, well, bummer. But new one will be here tomorrow. And it just does everything right. Now that's the little one. I think it's got a 2¾-inch blade or something like that. And then then I got the couple of the rat ones, which I don't generally carry those EDC for when I'm working. But I've been known to throw one of those in the pocket. But the whole lineup is like, you know, if you lose it, it's like, eh. You know, sometimes I'll carry one of my really good ones, but you know, I'm nervous the whole day because, you know, it's like, you lose a $300 knife, you know, it's like, you're kind of bummed. Anyhow, Brad, yeah, your audio sounds pretty good now. It sounds like the echo's gone, and, you know, it's, you know, now I know I complained there was a little too much. You could probably afford a little more, but you're in there. There really is nitpicking at this point. It's working for you. It's a good radio, 991. I think you said A. Either way, it's a minor difference between the two. I thought really hard about getting one, but the window of opportunity just didn't line up with finances. And, you know, now I think there are other directions I would go. And a significant increase in price, though. So, you know, it's still a pretty good value for the money.